Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
Well, we are so glad to welcome Kathy Herms to our studio. For one thing, it's been too gosh darn long since we've had the opportunity to talk with her. And for another, she's talking about a program that she oversees through Lutheran Social Services called Together for Youth. Kathy, good morning. It is so good to see you again. Glad you're here.
Thanks, Lisa. Good morning to you, too.
So let's talk a little bit about Together for Youth. Tell us a little bit about what the program is.
Together for Youth is a social support group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, allied, intersex, two-spirit, non-gender, pansexual, panromantic, and all other beautifully identified young people out there between the ages of 14 and 20.
Wow. That doesn't fit on a masthead anywhere, and the I'm thinking that could be wow. But basically, it's a place for folks to go who feel as though perhaps, or for young people to go who feel perhaps as though they don't fit into the traditional man woman romantic marriage love stereotype or I hate to say the word norm. Is it still a norm? I don't know.
Well, some people think it's a norm, but they're mistaken.
Okay.
Any young people who have sexual identities that fall out of, I'll say, the binary.
Okay.
What we typically would expect for people here in the Upper Midwest, but also young people who fall out of the typical range of gender identities too.
Sure, and that's a topic that is coming into that at least the conversation has started. It's a rocky conversation. It isn't an easy conversation. It isn't always a pleasant conversation, but at least the conversation has begun, and eventually that's going to pave the way to make it a better world for these kids. It's difficult enough to be an adult and feel as though somehow you don't fit into the mainstream, but talk about some of the particular challenges for being a young person in this position.
Well, a young person is navigating a time when they're seeing a lot of positive cues out there in pop culture in terms of acceptance of people of all gender and sexual identities, while at the same time we're in a time of really discordant socio-political energies, and young people are seeing for the first time in many cases, because of their age, really overt and in some cases extreme opposition to their very existence. And so it's tricky. It's tricky for adults to navigate a world where there's both positive and negative cues, and trickier yet for young people. So really, our young people are having to dash from one safe space to the next, and hopefully there's enough caring adults around to guide them in those less safe spaces in between, the places they know they can fully be themselves safely.
I would imagine that back in the day when you and I were young, there was a measure of consistency between what we experienced in our everyday lives and what the people in our everyday lives thought, and perhaps what we saw on television or read about in the newspaper. We didn't have as many options. Of course, we didn't have the internet. And so there was a measure of consistency there, even if it wasn't a good consistency. And I can see where it would be really troubling to maybe be online and be able to surround yourself with people and messages that are supportive, and then go perhaps to adults or other members of your own community, maybe here in the Northland, and be met with, you know, hostility or distrust or questions that make you uncomfortable, that kind of thing. Is that difficult for kids? It's kind of talks about what you had mentioned. They're kind of trying to straddle both worlds somehow.
Yes, that is difficult for young people. It's difficult for adults. And hopefully as adults, we can model how to navigate that kind of a social landscape. And frankly, I'm going to suggest that young people are offering we as adults a gift of words, and they're actually modeling how to regard one another more respectfully or considerately, especially relative to gender identities. And it's hopefully, as adults, we will gratefully accept that gift and learn from them too. But yes, it is a time that is very difficult for young people in their schools, in their homes, in their church communities, in the general community, to respond safely and appropriately to the social cues that are out there.
I love, as a person who loves words and communication, I really do love how the next generation does come along and manages to put their finger on feels that we might have felt, thoughts we might have thunk, and they know how to express it in words. And, you know, you use it for a while and then suddenly it becomes a cliche, but they are talking about things and they're naming things and they're creating expressions to deal with things. And wow, if you don't have any young people available to you, rent some. Find something in a non-creepy way that you can hang out with and who can mentor you. Because, like you say, not only are they coming up with the gift of words, they really are teaching us how to model. My daughter is a freshman in college, of course. She knows more now than she will probably ever know in her life. And I'm just barely keeping up with the lingo that she's using. But it's wonderful. She's engaged and she's learning and she's teaching me right now so much. Talk about what the Together for Youth, obviously there's so many gifts that this program is bringing to these youth who have a safe space that they can dash to. And I love the way you put that. Tell us about what this program is offering the community at large.
Well, what we offer is educational presentations. We fondly call it the Big Queer Bandwagon. And our presentation is titled, It's Okay to Call Us Queer and Other Things to Know About Us. And we will go at invitation of different groups or individuals within organizations or groups. But sometimes we go as troubleshooters. We learn of particular difficulties that students are having in schools, and we do our best to work our way into that school, either with a small audience or, ideally, if we could get in front of all of the adults in that school. We still need to work on our basic understandings, and once we can hold those understandings respectfully, things will change. That social landscape in schools, for example, or in medical institutions, for example, will change. Also doing work both with the Duluth School District and Essentia Health on developing systems for greeting and doing record keeping within those institutions that are respectful of people of all gender and sexual identities.
It is a stretch for people a little bit. You because the wordies have come up against people who use the pronouns they and them, and the wordies say, no, that's plural. That's not right. Can we get a better pronoun? Can we invent a better pronoun?
I don't think it's up to the royal us. I think
right. This
is a very right. Personal a very personal choice for people, and there's actually dozens of different pronouns. They, them, theirs are just one possibility. And I guess I'm going to say humanity should rise above wordies and their inclinations. We really need to loosen our grip on the singularity of they, them, and theirs as it applies to personal pronouns. I've heard that there's some university professors in the Twin Cities who insist that as their young developing writers present work to them, that they only use ze, zir, and zirs as the pronouns across the board
really? For
any person that they're referring to.
Oh, interesting. So, well, it's fascinating. It's fascinating from a lot of different points of view, but I think the most important thing is to realize that when it comes down to a person, and their feelings and making them feel comfortable and included, that trumps even grammar. And as the child of a couple of English teachers, that's very difficult for me to say.
I've been in the presence of that struggle.
It's hard. Yes, it is hard. But if that's the worst problem we face, really, we have it pretty good. So talk about what the community can do for this program, Kathy. How can the community support this program and the kids that are involved in it?
Well, I'd say kind of a big systems-changing way the community can support the program would be to invite us in to do our presentation to help staffs of different businesses and organizations become more culturally considerate and responsive to people of all gender and sexual identities. And in a more practical vein, so these kids are coming to us straight from school, for those who are attached to schools, in the late afternoon, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock every Wednesday, and they're hungry young people. And so
they need food.
Yes, yes. They're ready for snacks, and we can afford to spend about $20, $25 on them on a weekly basis. But sometimes that's not enough. So if people would be inclined to give us Super One or Cub gift cards, that would be great. We also could use single-ride bus passes, because transportation is often an issue. You're probably aware that a lot of young people do not choose to drive, so getting bussed around is an important option for them. And
where can I find one of those kids? I would like to adopt that child.
A non-driving child?
Yes, as opposed to the child that must drive everywhere. But that's a sidetrack. Okay. Single-ride bus passes.
Yep. And I'd say also, if you happen to have some, like a pair of extra tickets to a concert or to some kind of family fun center in town, if you would offer those up, then we could get those into the hands of a couple of our kids, so they could go out and experience something that they maybe don't have the income to experience.
Fantastic. Kathy, we'll get some information up on the web so that folks can find out more about the program and more about how they can help. And thanks so much for coming in this morning and giving us the gift of some new words. I appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you for this time.
Kathy Herms joined us this morning as our guest on KUMD's Caring and Sharing Holiday Series. Every year about this time, we bring you the Caring and Sharing Series to connect you with local nonprofits that are making a difference in the Northland, what they give to the community, and what they need from us during this holiday season.